Hare Krishna. So welcome to all of you in the Wednesday program of P.V. Doshi Hospital. Today is 3rd July 2013. Did you understand what did she ask? How many of you didn't understand? Okay. So microphone has to be arranged, sir, every time. It is always here. When we do prayers, the microphone is there. So, she asked, there's something called as Maslow's hierarchy, the triangle that we learn in the management. Basic needs, emotional needs, family needs, financial needs, and then finally there is self-actualization. So, her question is the self-actualization, can it be equaled with spiritual realization? Actually, what is self, first of all? What is self?
Soul.
Self is soul, right? So when we say self-actualization, what does it mean? Knowing the soul, right? And knowing the soul means, once you know that you are a soul, then you have to act as a soul. Like one time I gave example, na? Like, Rinsi is today acting as mother. Because she got a baby, right? Before, if you asked her 10 years back, she would feel very shy if I tell her that Rinsi will become mother. She will feel very shy. I'm not even married today. How can I see mother? But once she becomes mother, then she doesn't remain there. She starts acting as a mother also, right? You just say ki, I am mother, but I don't act as mother. What is possible? I am teacher, but I don't teach. I am a wife, but I am not, no connection with my husband. So there is no actualization, which means, another word, realization. If you say, I realize something, that means you should be seen doing that thing. If you have realized that you are part and parcel of God, then you have to act as part and parcel of God. You can't just say, I am part and parcel of God, but I never act like that. I only act as a woman or a man or a child. So, actually speaking, Maslow has not realized what he wrote and what he means. What he means by his way of understanding is to know your potential. Suppose you are a good speaker or you are a good teacher or you are a good organizer of events or you can lead a project nicely. To know that, know your potential and to work on that potential and to actually execute that potential is what he is saying, self-actualization. But what actual, but is still material, okay? But if we look at all this from spiritual point of view, then understanding our understanding of self is different than what understanding Maslow has. Maslow understands that you are a human being. At the best, Maslow will say that you are a human being. Maslow has a material understanding of needs and the hierarchy. And in that hierarchy, it is explained that there are so many basic needs of human being. One is food, another is shelter, third is money, fourth is clothes, then emotional and love needs. When all these basic needs are fulfilled, then it is explained that the person can perform his or her best. I may be a great organizer of events, but if I don't have food to eat, you will not find any organizing capability in me because I am not fed properly. I have not slept properly. So what will I organize? I have to have basic needs fulfilled first. Or my family is broken, my child is lost, and my son is a drug addict, and so many things are happening. Then at times, even you have potential, it can't be realized. So that's a very beautiful psychological understanding of how a person can perform. For example, sometimes you see that a first ranker student in the school suddenly fails in 900. So you have to go deep and find out what's happened. Then you come to know that his mother was having cancer that year and there was nobody to cook food for him at home and there was nobody to look after him. And he was too much tensed whether mother will live or die. So he could not concentrate. Or some excellent performer of service in the hospital, excellent employee, suddenly becomes absent-minded, absenteeism, coming late, going early. So you can't just start firing him right and left. You have to find out what is happening. Then he'll tell you that my son is lost and we have lodged a police complaint. Something very serious, no? He's a very good employee and suddenly he's showing absenteeism. Then you know that his good performance was there when all the needs were satisfactorily fulfilled. When one of the needs is not fulfilled, like his son is lost now. Before that his son was with him nicely going on. Suddenly somebody kidnapped the son. Some terrorist kidnapped the son. Now he's asking 10 lakh rupees. So he's not coming to hospital and nobody has found out about it. Or suddenly a good employee is absent. 5 days absent only. Then you come to know ki in that famous train accident in Satara, he was one of the victims. He is in the hospital in Satara with multiple fractures. Then you come to know, oh. That means these things are very important. So a person who is performing at the peak of his life, most possibly his basic needs are fulfilled. His food, shelter, emotional, love needs, social needs are fulfilled. So he can do a very great job. But our understanding of self-realization is a little different from this. We are not talking about only performance of duties. We are talking about freedom of the soul from the bondage of birth and death. So maybe you are doing as a wife excellently, as a husband excellently, but as a son to your mother, you are not very good. Or as a neighbor or a society chairman, you are not good. Or you are not good as a student in the school. Like that. You may do certain roles nicely, certain roles may not nicely. But we are talking about that role which everybody has to play as a part and parcel of Lord. What are we doing for that? And when we learn that we are spirit souls, part and parcel of God, then we start acting upon that. And then we need guidance how to act as a servant of God. As a teacher, as a mother, as a father, as a brother, a sister or an employee, knowing these roles that I have got to play, as a Lord's devotee or Lord's part and parcel, how do I act? That has been taught to us in the Association of Sincere Devotees. Like suppose a doctor is becoming a devotee, then he will like to meet a doctor and he'll find out, okay, as a doctor, how are you doing with practice and everything, patient, these calls, night calls, how are you managing? Then he will tell his realization, this is what I do. When I get emergency, I do this, I do this, I do this. Or some pregnant mother is becoming a devotee of the Lord and she is expected to do so many things which she was doing before pregnancy and now she has great difficulty in doing all those things. Say normal prayers that you do, 2 hours or whatever, rules and regulations, association that you have. So you meet a pregnant mother who is a devotee and ask from her, how do you do? And she will tell you, this is how you do. Generally, for example, somebody is doing, like what we do is we do minimum 2 hours of prayers every day. And then we, once in a week, we go to a satsang or we go to an association of devotees. Then we visit temple whenever possible, twice a week, once a week. And we cook food at home and offer to God and eat prasadam. And once in a year, we go to a pilgrimage. Like now everybody is going to Jagannath Puri, right? Everybody is going there. But suddenly you deliver a baby. Then you will find that you can't even do your morning prayer for 2 hours. 2 hours is a big thing. It's like 2 hours. So easily yesterday, last day of pregnancy. And today I delivered and 2 hours is like 2 minutes also so difficult. Because every time baby is demanding something or other, baby is passing urine, stool, changing nappy, washing, cleaning the baby, giving milk, breastfeeding in the middle of the night. There are so many things are there. Sleep is not complete. I don't know how to cook at home. So many things are there. Suddenly the thing changes. So it takes time to adjust. So similarly, when the first time in life you come to know that I am part and parcel of God. Now, up till now, I didn't act like that. Now, from onwards, I have to act like that. I am a devotee of the Lord. So as a devotee of the Lord, what I should do? What I should be doing? Then I am told that I have to chant the name of the Lord every day. I have to pray. And one thing I forgot to tell you, read scriptures every day also. Sometime in the day we read scriptures, what God has to tell us. No question of completing prayers, what to speak of reading for a just delivered mother. But then in the course of time, one trains oneself to practice all these things additionally in life, apart from being a mother, father, sister, brother, teacher, employee, everything. We add God consciousness in our life. Incorporate that God consciousness schedule in our life. So it is explained that in Hare Krishna movement, everybody has very less time than others outside. Why is that? Because what you all do, what everybody does, 8 hours work, traveling, this, that, cooking, all those household duties and whatever you do, we have additional 2 hours of prayers, half an hour of reading scriptures, going to temple, and there are so many things which have to be adjusted in 24 hours only. You have 24 hours, I have 24 hours. But I have these additional jobs to do. And that is every day, not once in a while. On the holy day only I do this. It's not like that. On Diwali ho, or every day ho, or 1st January, I have to do all the things every time. Even if I deliver a baby also, I have to do all these things because I have promised on the day of initiation to my Guru that I will be doing this thing every day. So what is self-realization? Is to perform all duties of a devotee of the Lord in all the changing conditions of life. We are always told that the formula doesn't change. For me, if I become 80 year old, the formula for me is same. Chant Hare Krishna 2 hours a day, read half an hour minimum or more, and go to pilgrimage once in a year, whenever possible, and go to temple, visit temple every week at least minimum, and do some service which has already been told to me. So this is your seva that you have to perform. Irrespective of being mother or father, some seva to God you have to keep on performing. This is what I do. Like some mothers come in the hospital and they make garlands. Out of all duties they do, they find time, they come there and they make garland for the Lord. You have seen, na? Once in a week they come and then they will do dressing of the Lord. And then somebody will come daily and two Matajis will come and they will cook for the Lord. That is called seva. Apart from chanting, apart from praying, apart from reading, satsang, association, they have to come and do some seva. Like Yogamaya is doing cooking for the Lord in the evening. Almost every day, other days he is there. That is seva. So even at 80 years of age, I have to do same thing. But what has happened in life is, right when I took the vow that I will do all these things, things always keep changing. When I took the vow, I will do this, I was unmarried. After some time, I got married. New duty has come. Again, with the new situation, I have to chant my 2 hours a day and do all the things what I am doing before also. And after some time, in 1.5 years, baby came. And then I was staying in one house, I had to go to second house. Then I had to change the third house, then fourth house. And suddenly I moved to Saudi Arabia, wife was here. I went to another country where Hare Krishna is banned. You can't do anything over there in Saudi Arabia. It's not allowed, not Hare Krishna, anybody except Muslims, you can't do anything there. So another situation, there also I have to perform my duties of 16 rounds, maybe hidingly, confidentially in the room, closed doors. I have to do my duties. And then I came back from here, then I went to a new house here. Then job changed from Saudi Arabia, I joined as officer on special duty in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, 1997, I joined here. It took me some time to adjust with new job and new district. Although it's my own institute, but still, totally the whole job was different. That started, then suddenly in 99, my wife got cancer, so things changed again. So, as things go on changing, I have to keep performing the same things. There's no concession for me. Oh, we can do only 1 hour instead of 2 hours. It's not like that. So, what is most important aspect of self-realization is, I have to keep on doing my duty to God in spite of all changing conditions. Like for example now, Jeanette, you have one son, right? And you have a husband. Anybody else at home? Okay. Now, when you are pregnant, are you exempted from duty at home? No, you have to look after your son, you have to get him ready, drop him to school, maybe arrange tiffin for him, maybe cook for a husband and give tiffin to him, cook in the evening. Everything is there. Maybe in 9th month some discount will be given to her. And maybe when she just freshly delivered baby, then maybe servant or somebody will come and help. But again after 3 months what happens? Mother will go away and then again you are back to square one with 2 children now. 1 plus 1 and husband. The third grown up child is husband. Like that. And in third month, grandma comes, mother-in-law comes to visit. So mother-in-law also is there to help her, cook for her, serve her. Things don't change, you know, much. They don't change much. You have to keep on doing your duties. Sometimes children are 25-year-old, still you have to keep on doing the same things, you know. So I'm trying to say is, what is self-realization is? Understanding who am I, and understanding after I know who am I, that I am the part and parcel of God, what is my duty as a part and parcel of God. In school, when you are going 9th standard, if I ask you, what is the duty of a wife? You say, I don't know. I'm not a wife of anybody. I'm just daughter of my mother and father. I'm enjoying my school life. But then you're about to get married, you are inquiring with your mother, Mama, what is the duty? What should I be doing there? Mother is guiding you. This is how it is. This is how it is. How to deal mother-in-law? How to deal father-in-law? How to, I don't know anything. I didn't roll chapati anytime. I don't know how to wash pots. Sir, you learn, but you have to do all these things. Gradually, I don't even know how to put a stove. In my wife was married with me. We had a stove, you know, that pump wala stove. And actually, I taught her how to start that stove. So it's like that. But once you learn your duty as a wife, you do the duty, right? And similarly, once you learn that you are part and parcel of God, and you learn the duty of a part and parcel of God, as a devotee, what is my duty? Then you do those duties. Maybe additional to all other duties that you have. And you keep on doing all those things. And one day you will come to know that after performing duties to God for so many years of your life, you will come to know that my Lord is so loving. He's full of love, full of ocean of love. And He cares for me. He's taken care of me. Every time when I had so many challenges in my life, I'm convinced that it was the Lord only who intervened and helped me. And then you get detached from all the worldly attachments. That means you don't give up. You don't divorce your wife and go away. It doesn't mean like that. What is the meaning of detachment? You start giving up the attachment that you have in the worldly activities. That's all. You don't give up wife. But you don't look at her like you used to do, look at before. Now you look at her as a beautiful devotee companion that you have to help you, to encourage you in your devotional activities. Before, when I got married, only beauty and so many things were very attractive to me in her. Now I know she is a very great devotee companion for me. When I do mistake, she guides. When she does mistake, I guide. And that's how both of us help one another to progress in bhakti, in devotion. If I fall out for some time, then she'll say, Prabhu, you are not woken up early morning for last 4 days. And you are not chanted early morning before the sunrise. So better you get up. So you say, I am very tired these days. Okay, we'll take light meal in the night and we'll try to sleep a little early. So, and I'll wake you up tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Then we'll both will chant together. So that is the companionship that you get afterwards. Because the understanding has changed. Now the understanding is not like newly married boys and girls, you know. Now there is, so many years have passed and you understood that the goal of life is not just to remain as newly married husband and wife. The goal of life is to realize God and to help one another to be on the progressive path of self-realization. So roles change. But the original role is what? Being servant of God. Jivera swarupa hoye Krishnera nitya das. Eternally we are the servants and children of God. Always. That doesn't change. No? Even if you forget, it doesn't change. So suddenly a mother will forget, I am a mother. And she goes, leaves and goes away. But she doesn't fail to become, I mean, she doesn't cease to become mother. She is always a mother. She must have forgotten. But she is mother of 2 children. It's like that. You may just apparently leave and go away. And I don't want to stay here anymore. I don't want to be mother, I don't want to be wife, I don't want to be anybody. I just want to live alone. But after that, then jo bhoot utar gaya na, fir wapas aa jate. I have seen so many families like made a mistake in marriage, you know. Now I don't want to take any mistake. I will just leave and not come back again in the spur of moment. And after 15 days you call, again she is back. again dropping the school to child. I said, what happened? No, I came back. Because you don't cease to be mother, no? You're already a mother. You cannot say, I'm not going to be mother, anybody's mother. But with God, what we have done is, we have left Him, and after years and lives after lives, we're not yet uniting back with Him. Last life you are Indian, this life you are American, next life you are Brazilian, and fourth life you are animal, and fifth life you are a bird, and again seventh life you are human being, and eighth life you are in China, and ninth life you are in Mexico. And you are still forgetting God, one after another, lifetimes after lifetimes. And this lifetime when you come to know, I am a part and parcel of God. Now whatever I am, wherever I am, doesn't make any difference. Whether I am a Chinese or a Mongolian, or whether a Indian or whether Sri Lankan, it doesn't make difference. In all these forms of life, I don't fail to be a devotee, servant of God. The identity doesn't change. It's eternal identity. Nityera, constantly, eternally. So does that answer your question? So Maslow's understanding of self-actualization is from work point of view, work. Potential of an employee. How an employee can perform best. This is like human relationships. Human resource development, human resource management. From that point of view, how to take best performance from an employee? And what are the factors affect the best performance of an employee? The environment, the situation, the workload, the work pressure, the kind of boss he has got, home situation, money situation, family situations, health situations of a person, how it can vary the performance of a person. And in those changing conditions, how to take out best performance in a given situation of an employee is that Maslow's hierarchy of human needs. Any other question is there?
Only for our caste people, only 30 seats were booked. They have booked. From Diwali they were calling me because they know my mama, mommy and everybody is in Ahmedabad. So they know that I have strong desire to go for Chardham Yatra. So they called me in Diwali only, but that time I told no because Darshan's result will be out in June, July. So I have to rush for his admission in some colleges. So I cannot come this year. Please postpone this program for next year. I will definitely come. So they told no, this year already we have, it is a deluxe tour. It is not for everybody. It is. So they told that, I told I am not able to come this year, please forgive. So they have booked and on 7th June they already moved. So they accommodated, so many people gathered, so they took two bus, 55 people together they went all. So in that 55, only 15 have come back and other 35 we don't know
where they are.
So I was thinking that time now I have so strong desire, I want to go Badrinath, Yamunotri, Gangotri, I want to see them, Chardham, because I know that after my old age, in old age I cannot go in this Chardham. So that time when they booked and everybody has planned for this, that time I was feeling why Krishna you have given me so much this attachment and what you are, why I am so much in this
involved,
material, involved so in all these things. Because 3 years back my daughter was small.
How you speak?
3 years back my daughter was small, so I cannot go. Now these 3 years Darshan was in 10th, again he was in 11th, classes started, again he was in 12th. So last 7 years I am finding difficult to go in Dhyan Yatra. So in Diwali to May, up to May month, I was
so what is your question?
Struggling. So I'm feeling that time I was criticizing God, why Krishna you are making me so much, why you are making me, I'm so much materially involved. Now I'm thanking Krishna. So I feel that I'm so selfish that in one place I'm criticizing God, one place.
What if you would have gone there and from there gone back to Godhead?
No, but I know that my conscience is not so good, I'm not so pure, but that coming that all stones and I can remember Krishna, I know that, I cannot go back.
Good or bad, who knows? So only our understanding what is good, bad is relative. Who knows what is good, what is bad?
All my close relatives, other are from my caste, but my close relatives, mama, masi, mama,
they all are.
All five people came back. So I was when
I will tell you one story. Okay, in answer to your question, I told you story of a god and a servant sweeper. I not told you. No? I'll tell you now. Listen very carefully, yeah, the story. Then you'll understand exactly how things are conducted by the Lord. So there was one sweeper working in temple, and he was a very great devotee of the Lord. He would not just sweep for money, but he would have devotion also. So one day he thought that, "Hey, God is standing all the time, blowing blessings, smiling. Full day he is standing. I'm beginning tired, no?" So he thought that, let me become God one day. And I will give break to the Lord. I will give break to the Lord. So you talk to the Lord. "Lord, I feel very bad, you're standing all the day. One day I want you to make me you and you take rest." So God said, "Okay, very nice, a good idea. So what I do?" He said, "I will make you God and you stand there and your job is only one thing. Stand there and smile whole day. And give blessing to anybody and don't do anything else." He said, "Okay, fine." So God went to take rest and he became God that day and he started standing there. Everybody coming, pranams, prayers, tears, happy, whatever. He is supposed to stand and smile and give blessings. So then one person came. Very rich man came. And the rich man, like, you know, gave a big bundle of money he put in the hundi. And he said, "God, let my businesses go on. Let me make more and more money." So God is, the sweeper is standing. And then he goes. And then he forgets his big purse filled with money. Filled, like, you know, huge amount of money. He forgets there and he goes. The second person comes. He is a very poor man. A great devotee of God. Very devoted, very surrendered, but very poor. He has no money. And he has only one coin. The last coin that he has got. He has got, come with that coin and he says, "Lord, today I have come with my last coin, I am offering it to you. And my family is in dire needs of so many things I don't have. If you feel appropriate, you provide. But make sure that I always remain in your service. Whatever happens, you give, don't give, or whatever, hungry, not hungry. But I want you to bless me that I will always remain in your service." So God is smiling, not saying anything. And then he's closed eyes and he's praying, "God, please keep me in your service and my family is in dire needs of all things. If you can provide me, it is fine." And he opens his eyes and he saw that big bundle of money. So he thinks, "God only has given me immediate response to my prayer." So he was very happy. He picks up that and he goes away. And the third man comes. And third man is a sailor, you know, yatri. He's traveling from place to place. So sometimes by boat, sometimes by something, but from place to place he's traveling and he says, "My Lord, I want to pray to you that all my journeys should become successful. Wherever I go, I should become successful in visiting places and reach back home nicely." So you heard the story? So then suddenly when the sailor is still there and praying, the rich man comes with police over there. He says, "My purse was lost here and who has stolen the purse?" So he finds that man standing over there and purse not being there. So police immediately arrest that person, sailor, and starts taking him away. So that time this God, who is standing as God, he just cannot control him. He says, he feels that, "How can I keep quiet now?" But it is not he who has stolen the purse. The other person has taken the purse away. So then he just, sometimes he controls, remembering what God has told. But then he sees that they are twisting his arms behind and tying him and really beating him and taking him away. So he says, "This is injustice, you know. And in front of my eyes, I am witness to all these three stories. I must stop this as God." He thinks. And immediately starts speaking from Murti. He's not supposed to speak, but he starts speaking. And they all get surprised. "My God, God is speaking. Let me see what he is speaking." God says, "He is not the thief. The one before who came one before, he is the thief. He has taken the purse. So they release him. And they run behind that person, they catch the poor person, they arrest him, and they put him in jail. And that's how the day ends. Shayan Darshan and the so-called proxy god goes to God and he wants to report to God that this is what I want to do, I did today. So he tells everything. And he says, God, I am very happy today. I have done such good service to you. I'm really satisfied. So what happened? So I did this, I did. God gets very angry with him. He said, I have told you, just stand there and just bless everybody with smiling face. Nothing else to be done. So what happened, Lord? I did a good service. I saved the innocent man and I caught the real thief. He said, number one, I will explain to you how you are wrong. So number one, the rich man is actually a thief businessman. That means he's a cheating businessman. He has stolen money of so many people and made huge amount of money. And he has given me big amount of money according to you. But he has maybe thousands of times more money at home, which he has not brought here. One little part he has given, which you think is a big amount. And some big amount of money which he has forgotten here, also is a small amount of money compared to what he has kept at home. And he is a cheat. All money he has earned by cheating business only. Second man is my great devotee. He has surrendered everything to me. You saw? He saw, he offered a last coin to you. And he is saying, if you can provide some needs, it's fine. Otherwise, I'm okay. Keep me in your service. So I only inspired him to take that packet. There are two benefits in that. One thing is that the poor man really needed it. And it was a guarantee that he will not squander any single rupee of that. He will use that in God's service only. To maintain family and serve the Lord. And second benefit is, the cheat person's money would be utilized in service to my devotee. That benefit also the rich man would have got. And the third person, the sailor, was going to die that day on the boat in which he was going to travel. The boat is going to sink. So what I did, I got him arrested and put him in the jail so he would not die. But by your stupid intervention, you deprived the rich man of the opportunity of indirectly serving the Lord by that money being used in the poor man's service. You deprived the poor family from having their normal needs, and you made the sailor die in the boat crash. That time he said, yeah, my God, I shouldn't have intervened. I felt that is injustice to the sailor. But actually he was arrested and put him in jail. He said, why Lord, why me? I didn't steal any money. Why are you putting me in jail? But there's a higher plan behind it. So Lord's plan, who knows? What Lord does, nobody knows. It's like that. Like Akbar, you know, Akbar and Birbal, Akbar's only one time got cut. You know the story? He says, why Lord is doing this? No, everything by will of the Lord. Everything is nice. Whatever happens, happens for good. So Akbar was very angry, putting him in jail. But then he went for hunting and they caught him. He was going to be sacrificed in front of a Devi. And then they found that, hey, Ugli is cut. He's defective, so you can't offer to Devi. A defective offering. So they left him. Immediately came back and he released Birbal. Oh, thank you very much. I know now how it is good for me. Thank you very much. That time I'm angry with you. But how it was good for you? You were in jail, suffering so many days. I was out hunting everything and all time you were in jail. I don't understand how it is good for you. He said, my dear sir, every time you take me for hunting with you, if I was not in jail, you would have taken me and they would have spared you, but I was complete, so they would have sacrificed me. So I was not knowing that time when you put me in jail, how it is good for me. But I had faith that it must be good for me. And now I understand after your story that it is good for me. So what is greatness? Is not to realize when things are revealed to you and then think, oh, how it is good for me. To have faith at that time when you are in difficulty, that it is good for me. That is something devotional. Akbar, Birbal was happy in jail knowing that it is good for me. Although not knowing how it is good for him. But he knew that it is good for him. So like that, somebody fails, someone's marriage gets broken, just arranged, and just few weeks before the marriage date is fixed, marriage gets broken. And we feel, my God, now I'm just handling one case now, I think, like that. So much of mess happened, you know. And we are not able to explain why this is happening to you in life. Because she may say, why me only? But I am God's devotee, I chant every day, I pray every day, I don't do any sinful activity, I don't eat meat, I don't drink wine, I don't do anything. I always pray to the Lord, I serve in Barsana, I go here, I do there. And why I have to go through this? I am now getting also elderly, and my father is a heart attack person, 3 blocks, 90%, 95, 99% blocks. Anytime he can just flip off. Who look after for me, husband for me? And just fixed up marriage got broken. Why God is doing this to me? I said, time will reveal to you how it is good for you. If you love God and you serve Him, how He will do bad for you? You may think it is bad for you, but how He will do bad for you? If you love somebody, you may never think of any bad for you. What do you think of doing bad for you? So apparently that sailor was arrested, his arms were twisted, and he was being beaten up, and he was taken to jail. So the sailor was thinking, what is this? I am a devotee of God. Why? I am not even stolen any money also. But how am I being punished? But Lord has a plan like that. Like that Bandhu Mohanty also had the same plan. You know Bandhu Mohanty's story? Anyway, something Jagannath, I'll tell some story to you. Bandhu Mohanty was a great devotee of Lord Jagannath. Such a great devotee, sincere devotee. His wife was a great devotee of the Lord, and he had some small business of selling something, you know. And the custom was that every day in the evening when he come back from his business, whatever little business, dhanda, he would come back and tell the Lord, today I purchased this much, I sold this much, and this is the profit. Every day he will give the report to the Lord. In the evening aarti, he will give report. And by the way, time came that all his business went on flopping. Only more purchases and no sales and losses. And every day he would come on report to the Lord. And his wife would say, what is happening? Now there is no food also coming in the house. And hardly once in a 3 days we get to eat something. But he said, Jagannath is our Swami and he will take care of us. Whatever Jagannath wants will happen. So she said, why don't you go to Jagannath Puri and meet your Lord and tell your Lord that you are in this condition. So Bandhu Mohanty one day comes in a such a situation that complete bankruptcy. That also he reports to Lord, no money. But he has faith in the Lord. Lord is perfect. So then the wife insists that you must go to Jagannath Puri and plead to your Lord, at least feed my children and wife. So they start walking. Walking, they get so sick, no food, hungry children are crying. They reach Jagannath Puri. And they are sleeping on the road because Jagannath Puri is a new place for them. Next morning, they are going to meet the Lord in the morning in temple. It's night time, temple is closed already. So they said, "Ki, let us sleep somewhere on the street." But children can't go to sleep, they are so hungry. So he is saying, go to sleep. He said, "Ki, how can we sleep? We are so hungry. Can you sleep when you are hungry? Can't sleep. Till your stomach is full, you can't sleep." But somehow because of the weakness, they go to sleep. In the late night, like 10 o'clock or something, some young boy comes, calling, Bandhu Mohanty, Bandhu Mohanty, Bandhu Mohanty. Anybody Bandhu Mohanty? So Bandhu Mohanty wakes up and says, one boy has come with a big thali, huge thali. He says, Bandhu Mohanty. So he wakes up, he says, I am Bandhu Mohanty. So he says, you are so lucky that the Lord Himself has sent a full plate of prasad for you. Full chappan bhog, filled. Please wake your children up and wife up and feed them. So immediately becomes so happy that my Lord is so kind. Before even meeting Him, before even putting application and putting my prayers, He has sent food. He is so kind. See, He woke up, wife told, I told you my Lord is so kind. He takes care of all of us. See, He has sent. So immediately children wake up and they, before thinking, they start eating everything. They had a good time, they eat everything nicely. And then they realize that the plate in which the whole thing was sent was made of gold, pure gold plate. So they just put their cloth on that and everybody sleeps as a pillow, just to hide the plate. No? They put it ulta and they put a cloth on that and everybody just sleeps around that like a pillow. And next morning the temple is opened and the pujaris go to temple and they find that the gold plate is missing. They search everywhere. They take like all investigations, who was the last one to serve and from where happened, is that. And they don't find anything. Look, they could not trace anything. Anybody was to be doubted. So they sent summons. They informed the king that the gold plate of the Lord is lost. The Lord's king says that search everybody in the city before the thief runs away. Just go and invade the whole city. So they just go and ask every house, every corner. They ask people, suspecting people, they ask. And then they come here. It's quite early morning. And this Ilana is still sleeping and wife is just up and just getting up ready, you know. So they catch him. Where are you coming from? Have you seen a plate? So there's one plate with me. He doesn't know what's happened. So he's opened. So who has given this plate to you? He said, one boy came in the night asking that who's Bandhu Mohanty and delivered this plate. He said, all this story you don't tell me. You are a thief, so immediately catch up and arrest him. With children, wife, all of them are arrested. Plate is confiscated and they take him to king and he says, put him into jail. So they start harassing him, punishing him, everything. But in jail, you get 3 times food. That is guaranteed. Whatever happens. And then the punishment starts because of the thief being thief. So that night, Lord Jagannath comes in the dream of the king. Starts chastising him. Do you know what you have done? He is my devotee. You can't punish him. You build a house for him. And supply all the grains. Until his death, you have to supply all the grains to him. And send servants to him to cook food. And every day, it is me who came myself as a form of a boy to give him food in the night. I took my own plate, it's not your plate. I brought up my plate and I sent food for him. It was me. So he's not guilty. I am guilty. But how can I be guilty? It is my plate. So, feed him, make a house, and every day it's my order to you that Rajbhog plate of prasadam should go to his house, which you will build for him. So, when he was arrested, was it good for him, bad for him? But he would say, Hari Lord, what is this? Some alien boy came and gave food to me and we were hungry, so we ate it. Was it our fault? And now you are arresting us. What is the use of our devotion to you? I walked all the way from this place. I was hungry so many days. Still my wife was cursing me. I had faith in you. I was trying to convince her how nice you are. And now, after coming here, you sent some food with somebody and now you are arresting us. How will I remain a devotee of yours if you are treating me like this? The Lord was assuring him of food constantly, right from day one. And then he came in the dreams of the king and told him, build a house. The king built a house for him. King went running to the jail, fell at the feet of the Lord, of the Bandhu Mohanty. He said, Bandhu Mohanty, please forgive me. I may be a king, but I know how great a devotee you are because Lord came and ordered me about for you. I am nothing in front of you. I will immediately build a house for you. The king is requesting, please forgive me for beating you, for arresting you, for ordering that you should be punished in the jail. And then onwards, every day, Bandhu Mohanty received a golden plate full of prasad. And what he would do with the plate? Immediately he would go out and ask, anybody is hungry? Anybody needs food? Please come, I will give food. Every day till end of his life, he distributed that food, all those who were hungry, and whatever remained, he ate satisfactorily. That is Bandhu Mohanty. So, Mohanty from Odia. So, faith is most important. Whenever he was losing his business also, he was not cursing the Lord. What is the use of my worshipping you, Lord? You are not even giving food to me. What kind of God are you? Why should I worship you? He never said that. Lord was noting all his devotion down. And he bestowed upon him so much benediction that no more work, no more business. Simply stay in Jagannath Puri in a nicely made house by a king or servants, grains and supplies and Mahaprasad plate. Just bhajan karo achi tarah se, prem se, bhajan karo, chanting karo, aram se raho. I will fulfill all your needs. So we can't go on cribbing. ऐसा क्यों हो रहा है, वैसा क्यों हो रहा है, ये क्यों हो रहा है, वो क्यों हो रहा है. नो, आई हैव फेथ, जस्ट हैव फेथ दैट दिस इज गुड फॉर मी. द सेलर शुड हैव फेथ, या इफ द लॉर्ड इज अरेस्टिंग मी, मे बी समथिंग गुड इज देयर इन दैट, आई डोंट नो व्हाट इज द गुड इन दैट, आई विल कम टू नो आफ्टरवर्ड्स. लाइक दैट विद एवरी पेन इन लाइफ दैट कम्स टू यू, शुड हैव फेथ दैट लॉर्ड हैज सम प्लान फॉर मी. And when that happens, when you keep that faith in the Lord becomes obliged to take care of you. अरे इतना मेरे पे faith रखता है तो how can I just ignore or neglect him? Will you do that? Some servant is there, so much faith the servant has in you, no? Shares everything with you, all kind of miseries, difficulties, and serves you so nicely. And then he comes and tells, madam, मेरे बच्चे का fee भरने के लिए पैसा नहीं है. Can you lend some money to me? Your heart will melt. His servant is serving me so nicely, has so much faith in me and serves me so much of faith. I must give that money to the guy. Whether loan or not, I'll see, but I will immediately help. So someone who keeps faith in you, you feel obliged to take care of that person. Even if you're not capable, you still want to help through somebody. Because you feel that this person has kept faith in me. Like that, some dog comes in your house and you say, hey, shh, go away. Again the dog comes in your house. Again you shoo him away. Again. Afterwards you understand that dog has taken shelter of me now. He wants to live with me. Then you start giving some rice and some dal and chapati to him. And the dog starts wagging his tail and starts staying with you. And then starts barking at somebody who comes in the house in the night and wants you. Then what you do? When the dog starts serving you, you start feeling love for the dog. You start loving him, then washing him sometimes, taking him for a stroll sometimes. He becomes part of a family. Right? It was a dog, street dog before. Now it's become part of a family. गांव में ऐसा होता है ना, ऐसा याद है कुतरा, तो उसको अपना घर का बना देते हैं, वो भी उधर ही बैठता है. It's like that. तो once you take shelter of the Lord becomes obliged to take care of you. And he will never forget you. You may forget him, but he will never forget you. You have to keep faith, that's all. You have to keep faith that the Lord never does anything bad to anybody. We may feel that Uttaranchal mein itne log mar gaye, aisa hua, waisa hua. But the karmic complication, who knows? Whose karma is what and whose mood is what? Who has gone for what there? Some people have gone for devotion, some has gone for enjoyment, some has gone for tourist activity, some has gone to steal money, somebody has gone to as a businessman to loot the yatris, make money out of them. So many types of mentalities are there. We don't know whose mentality is what. And Lord is doing whom, what he is doing to whom, we don't know. And who is a pure devotee out of all these things, and Lord is right now giving him death and taking him back to Godhead, we don't know. So difficult to comment why the Lord is doing like this. But with faith we can understand that nothing is bad in one sense. Lord never does anything bad for us. Whatever he does is always good. And that goodness in whatever he does, maybe you will realize later on, not immediately. But when you are undergoing that situation, you must thank the Lord. Okay, thank you very much. I don't know how it is good for me, but as it is you are doing this for me, then I have faith that it is good for me. How you can do anything bad for me? As I love you. It is said, all the difficult, listen carefully, huh? Everybody. All the difficult and challenging and painful things that a devotee undergoes, it turns out to be good for him if he loves the Lord. All worst things in life turn out to be best for those people who love God. Apparently worst things will be turned by the Lord, customized for you, for your good. If you love the Lord and if you serve the Lord. So our duty is always to serve and love the Lord, that's all. Rest all he will take care. How to keep his devotee at his feet and deliver him, the Lord will find out. Okay. Yes.
So in our devotee's life, material or spiritual, sometimes we are confused what decision we should take, material or spiritual, any decision.
That time you should meet your guru, if not possible guru's representative, senior devotees, and take guidance from them. When there is confusion, this way or that way, both are God's way only. This is also God's way, this is also God's way, but they are exactly opposite. Both can't be right. And there's a confusion. You should approach senior devotees, sincerely pray to the Lord, now my guru is not available here, you're also very far from me, I cannot talk to you because I'm not so advanced. So I pray to you that I'm going to meet this devotee. Please speak through him what you want me to tell me. What is your desire? Please speak through this devotee.
Prabhuji,
with that faith you tell.
Means if we meet devotee and that devotee is not clear, means he has not given door like this or this. He has cleared the concept. For this is this advantage, disadvantage. For this decision, advantage, disadvantage. Then he just tells to you have to take decision. Then in that situation, what
then you have to pray to the Lord sincerely. Let me get inspired from within to do one choice. Ultimately, all that happens is based on your sincerity, how sincere you are. To the degree you are more sincere, to that degree God will inspire you from within what is good.
So what our heart is telling, we should do that.
But sincerely you should, your heart may tell something, but you have to pray to the Lord that there should not be any selfish desire in the mind. I should not be selfishly motivated. Whatever decision I take should be best in your service, my Lord. That prayer must be there. If you have such kind of prayer in the heart, the Lord will guide you. Because there is no selfishness in that. But if you want to take a decision where you will make more money and you will make more famous and you will have a lot of enjoyment, if that is the motivation, the Lord will be out of the picture. Then you take the decision. But you take a decision based on how Lord will be pleased, how he will be happy by this decision. Sometimes what happens now? Some nice house we are looking, searching for a long time, and a very beautiful house we select and everything is the cheapest rate, everything. Suddenly deal gets cancelled. And we don't know why. What's wrong? Can I tell my story to you? I was looking for a house from one bedroom to two bedroom. From one number 60 to two number 60. And then I went to a house, a very beautiful house in the same building, fifth floor. In 3 months I negotiated with that person. And he was not ready to come down by 1,000 rupees also. And I was just like working on him. I took Dr. Atwood also one time. And Dr. Atwood and me also continued for 3 months to that person. Every week we would go and request him. And he would not get down by 1,000 also. And I said, "Kya re, Dr. Atwood, kyun aisa ho raha hai?" He said, "Just wait and watch. Lord must be having something very nice in store for you." I said, "Yeah, let us see." And then one day, 3.5 months passed. And he said, "Bas ho gaya abhi, jaane do. Just arrange the money and we'll buy this house only." So he went to his house and he paid token and he said, "You go to the vakil and bring the agreement and tomorrow we will sign the agreement." So to make the agreement, I went to the Surya complex where that vakil's office was there. And while I was climbing the steps of their vakil's house, somebody met us. Me and my friend were going. My current neighbor and me were going to make the agreement with the lawyer. And suddenly he met one person who was just going up and down there, you know, on the ground floor in front of the shops. He said, "Hey Ravi, kya kar raha hai idhar tu?" He said, "Nahi re yaar, ek mera ghar bechne ka hai, aur koi achha customer nahi mil raha." Like, Ravi to wo aadmi tha, ab main jahan reh raha hu us ghar ka malik Ravi. He is saying ki are Dr. Shambhag, he is my neighbor, he is in on first floor. "To Ravi, kya hai tera cost kya hai?" To bola ki main to aapko itne mein dunga. And there was 50,000 less than what the other person was putting. And he said ki I'm in a hurry and a very urgently hurry. I have to buy a house in Malad and mere ko turant payment karne ka hai. To my friend said, "Dr. Saab has got ready money, immediately he will pay you. Aapka turant matter clear ho jayega." So what we did, instead of making his agreement, we made his agreement. And within 3 hours, what to speak of 3.5 months, in 3 hours, I just took U-turn, I went back to his house, one house on fifth floor, we didn't go there, on the first floor we went, in front of my friend's house, is exactly opposite. Went, saw the house, liked the house, it was in much, much better condition than the fifth floor house, and everything was nice, and for 50,000 less, and with two cupboards, two beds, and all fans and all tube lights. No cost. So within 3 hours, we made the agreement. We paid the money, token, and next week we've paid the full money off. And the upper fellow is waiting. Doctor sahab, aaye nahi aap. I said, I was requesting you so much to reduce my money. You do not need to even 1,000 also. I've got 50,000 rupees less wala flat in your same building on first floor. I have a crippled baby. I need first floor better. If lift gets conked off, at least I can get down. Fifth floor, how will I get down? Then I called Dr. Athod, ki ye story aaj ka hua hai. He said, see, the God had some plan for you. That time when you are negotiating with that flat fellow, this fellow was not ready to sell his flat. So Lord wanted him to come to the situation to sell the flat. And then Lord accidentally make us meet that person right at the time when I was going to make agreement to the flat. Now who can arrange all these things? That fellow moving there, here, there. We are at the same time going there to Lovakil, the same staircase, he comes around, meets his friend, inquires what happens, this and that. So my friend really made a good role, you know. He said, ki, I will come and negotiate, he's my neighbor, so I know him very well. So my friend, all the job, fatafat, finished the job. Then I understood, ki, although Lord made me wait and struggle for 3.5 months, Lord had best plan for me. And my daughter was very sick, so I'm wondering, my daughter needs an immediate new accommodation, why Lord is not providing? So Dr. Athod said, don't worry, he will reveal to you how it is good for you. I immediately understood how it is good for me. And a very beautiful garden side house, many times lifts gets conked off, I can just lift the baby and come down immediately. Yes, I. Before that, one more story happened. When this was being negotiated, see how the Lord is, I am convinced that Lord is 100% part of my life. His hand in intervention is every time there. Okay, we have already selected one flat in another building, Samne Wala building, on first floor only. Very nice house, beautiful house, you know, garden facing and everything. And I was about to make a deal, and that time Dr. B.C. Shah came. And he said, hey, Dr. Shanbhag, just ask the doctors who is treating your baby, is she going to walk anytime? Is she possibly going to walk or not? I said, wow, yes, important point, because that building is no lift building. Right? So I just stopped the search. I told the owner, ki, aap wait karo. I will have some time. My daughter is not well, so I have to meet the doctors. And believe me, we consulted many, many, many doctors. One after other specialist we consulted. No one said that I guarantee you she will walk. The conclusion was, because all doctors came together, we discussed all the points, and then all doctors took a decision, ki, dekho, not a single pediatric neurologist is telling guarantedly that she will walk. That means she is not going to walk. Take the worst condition in life. If she is not going to walk and she is going to grow in size and you are going to grow in age, so you will not be able to lift the baby every day with the wheelchair and the baby and all. So don't go for this house. Go for a house which is having a lift. I said, lift wala building to 1.5 lakh rupees more I have to arrange. And you know, in 1997, 1.5 lakh rupees was quite a big amount. Today also is a big amount, but today the houses are like 75 lakhs and 80 lakhs. So 1 lakh rupees will be peanut, you know, just take it and buy it. 1.5 lakh rupees from big, peak amount. I said, kahan se laega? He said, kuch bhi kar. But you take a building which is having lift. So from your house, you put her in the wheelchair, roll her out, put her in the lift, get down, take her out and go to hospital every day for physiotherapy. So your wife can also go on her own. Otherwise, every time you have to come from office to lift her down for daily physiotherapy. So who is guiding Dr. B.C. Shah to tell me? I was finished. The deal was already finished. And Dr. B.C. Shah ko dikhane ko leke gaya tha ghar mein aise. So he is just thinking. I said, he is thinking about what to do, where tiles were. He is thinking about my baby, ki, how his baby will come up if she grows up. That time she was very small baby. 2003 ki baat hai ye. She was hardly 2 years old. In the arms she was. Now she is 10.5 years old. Imagine if I was in that flat, it would be a daily headache for me to put her down and put her up and put her down and put her up. I don't know what I would have done. But Lord has always perfect plan for you. And then we came in this building and we were negotiating with the fifth flat. And after that flat went away. After fifth floor flat, 3.5 months passed away. And still I'm wondering what's happening. But the Lord had the best plan for you. And the best plan will be revealed in the course of time. Lord is just testing your patience and your faith. How much faith do you have? I am sure even what is happening today also is Lord's divine plan, inconceivable and divine plan. Who knows what is in store? So we have to have faith that we were not able to explain. I am not able to explain to you why so many died, why Kedarnath flew away, why this, why that, why hotels fell down in the river. I can't explain to you. I am not God to explain to you. But I can keep that faith that Lord doesn't do anything bad. In one sense, we know people have done so much mischief over there. The Lord is reacting to that. That's one thing we know. But last time I didn't tell you something. After I went from here talking about some things, I went home. Next day I read in papers that all the local people in Uttaranchal are just looting people there. Have you read that? Looting means what? One water bottle, 150 rupees. Chapati sabji, 1500 rupees. Car from up to come down, which would cost you maybe 2000 rupees. Charging 50,000 rupees to come down by car from up to down. 24 hour journey, 50,000 rupees. And people are paying because they are helpless. They have to get out of the place. And they are every inch and inch, what is, they just give examples of what is the cost kind of, what is the cost they are charging. It is fabulous. And you can't imagine water bottle, 150 rupees. And chapati sabji, which got 50 rupees, it got 1500 rupees. What we can do? ये तो कुछ भी नहीं है. ये सब आश्रम सब गिर गया है. Everything is fallen down. And there is only barren land there. So some people have, local people have come up and put up tents over there. And they are charging 100 rupees to pass urine there. You want to pass urine, 100 rupees. You want to pass stool, 100 rupees. Because dignified people can't go in public, you know. So they want some place. So they have captured places, put up tents there, 100 rupees to pass urine and stool. Can you believe this? How much exploitation? And it's not from people who are very happy and come to enjoy. People who have lost their wife, husband, there are stories like the husband is watching, his wife and children are flowing. He's just watching in front of his eyes, they are gone. His bags, his car, everything is gone. He is alone standing there watching. All family has flown up. Within seconds, they are disappeared. In front of his eyes. How much shock he must be having. On such disastrous, shocking condition, people are taking 1500 rupees for food and 150 for bottle and 100 rupees for stool and urine. How much pain, imagine. How much sins the people are committing. When I am suffering, you are suffering, everybody is suffering. I want to make money from your suffering now. I want to exploit your helplessness completely and make my money. Plus, whoever had lost, whatever they had lost, there were thieves coming and looting everything. When the State Bank of India just fell down, everybody just ran inside there, local people, broke open the treasury, took all the money, lakhs and crores of rupees and ran away. Same thing we saw when we went to Bhuj. And the buildings had gone underground in the earthquake, you know. And underground buildings, houses went underground. No? So each house had cupboard and everything and computer and everything. So when police were digging everything out to take out people who are inside. Also cupboards were coming out, no? Naturally. When you are digging houses, you find some boy, some girl, some dead, some alive, some fractured, some injured under the debris, you know. So as soon as police is taking out something, local people are jumping, breaking the cupboard and opening everything and gold and coins and money and rupees and they are taking and running away. And the trucks are going from here, on the highway only people are stopping it with guns and everything and diverting the truck to their houses in the villages. Because it's filled with clothes, tents, extraordinary rich food material, water, all kinds of hi-fi things, foreign return, foreign help, you know. It was filled in trucks, crores of rupees worth. Divert and sell. And people I saw, local people who were alive, what they were doing is, some party comes and gives you one tent. So, ek tent rakhega. Other organization comes, another tent, wo bhi rakhega ghar pe. So, each person has 15-20 bank blankets because every organization is coming and giving blankets. So, he's just gathering blankets to sell in future. One Swiss tent, one German tent, one Italian tent where they are sending. Each tent is so sophisticated, so costly. He doesn't need tent, but it is because you are giving, I am taking, taking and taking out of greed and collecting in the house. The hospital where we were working, the chief doctor survived and he was just accepting all the medicines and storing in his lock and key. and not distributing people also. His plan was that after everything settles down, I'll sell the medicine and make money. So what do you think God will do? God is helping you, but your mood is so exploitative. You know, even reading also now, you feel your hair is standing on end. My God, somebody who has lost his full family is crying there, and to feed him roti sabji, you are taking 1500 rupees. In fact, you can call him at home and give him all love and affection and feed him nicely and help him to get down and go home. But they are not doing that. And they are what? They are residents of the holy place of the Lord. They are supposed to be very fortunate people who have taken birth in the holy place of the Lord. Supposed to be very holy and devoted and helpful. And whoever goes in there for touring their God's place, they will host them, they will feed them, they will guide them, they will take them around. And if some donations are to be given, then they will accept. They will not charge you. This is the description of a holy person who lives in holy place, who is born in holy place. His job is to assist everybody who comes there, lovingly on the behalf of God, guide him, feed him, host him, make him comfortable. And while going, if the pilgrim donates some dakshina to you, take it. Otherwise, thank you very much. That is a real resident of a holy place. But these people, what they are doing? You see, I heard that somebody was going up in the car. They don't know what's happening upstairs because down everything is fine. So they are climbing mountain. Suddenly they come across a traffic and it's full jam-packed. And they went over 2 hours, 3 hours. What happened? It's not opening only. Then they came to know there's a disaster upstairs. So they wanted to take U-turn, but it's all one way. You have to find some other way and then take a U-turn and go down. Police took 5,000 rupees to allow them to take U-turn. Just allow, nothing great. The road is not yours, nothing is yours. Just letting you turn, you. They took 5,000 rupees, just let them take U-turn. Matlab, usko ek Marathi mein kehte na ki when the dead body is there, na, the crow comes and eats the butter from the dead body's head. मृत के हाँ प्रेत के सर के ऊपर से भी आलू मक्खन खा सकते हो ऐसे लोग दे डोंट केयर फॉर योर सफरिंग दे जस्ट वॉन्ट टू मेक मनी एंड एक्सप्लॉइट यू कम्प्लीटली यू आर हेल्पलेस गुड फॉर मी मोर हेल्पलेस यू आर मोर मनी आई मेक आउट ऑफ यू मोर सॉरोफुल यू आर मोर डिजास्ट्रस यू आर ओके आई एक्सप्लॉइट यू मोर आई कम्प्लीटली एम्प्टी यू ऑफ एवरीथिंग यू गो टू हेल आई डोंट केयर फॉर यू I should get my money. Yes,
there was one story, like a father was stuck and he gave one person some money so that he can save his child. Some 50,000 rupees he gave and then he was alive that day. He saw that this person, he went up and he threw the child.
Oh, Krishna. Some soldiers, they made a bridge. And people are walking on them to cross over, okay? And some soldiers, they were finding bodies of people and purposely they were throwing into the valley bodies. Because if they keep the bodies, then they have to do panchanama, then identification, then enrollment, then reporting, then this and then that. So knowing well all these things, they were finding dead bodies, they were throwing into thousands of feet deep valleys in front of people only. That means why people are not found? Because these police people now who are there, they are only throwing them in the valleys. Because keeping the bodies and then burning them or burying them, whatever, is so painful for them, easy to throw them in the valley. So they are saying, insaniyat kidhar gayi hai? Where is the humanity has gone? Is there anything called etiquettes and some love and some affection, some compassion or something? Is there anything there in faith in God or something? Everything is destroyed. No feelings only for anything. You just make money and money and money. So what do you think God will do to them?
So,
ऐसा बोलते ना कि भगवान की चक्की धीरे धीरे पीसती है लेकिन बहुत फर्स्ट क्लास पीसती है ना ऐसे हमारी अच्छी कहानी ऐसे कि वो आपने देखा है वो यू हैव सीन दैट जातव दरण जातव सो वी कीप ऑन डूइंग दैट एंड देन टेक सम ग्रेन्स एंड put in between and then again keep on doing that and again take something and put again doing that. Last way what happens is that everything is finished from the soup and everything is done but some grains are remaining. So the grains who are remaining here they see how intelligent we are. We are all saved. All those who went there, they got killed. But then lady who is doing that finally takes everything out, takes out all the middle ones, put on the side and starts grinding nicely. So they may think that we are so lucky and we are so fortunate, we are so intelligent that we kept ourselves in between only. We didn't reach the border. But in the end, everybody is nicely ground beautifully in powder. So the people who are doing sinful activities now, they may think, see how lucky and how fortunate we are. We made the best money out of the best bargain, no? Bad bargain. That is okay. You do whatever you do now, I will see you afterwards. And then their time will come. And when they will have cancer and they will have something disastrous situation, they will have big accident and their wife will die and then police will loot them and, you know, rag them. They remember, oh, I did the same thing that time. If they repent, it's fine. They don't repent, they'll go to hell, 100%. So who knows who is the sinner and who is the good person, who is the devotee? Only he knows. We only are looking from outside. We don't know anything. Our understanding is like that sweeper became God. He thought that, arre, he is being arrested. Arre, nahi, aisa nahi hona chahiye. But what Lord knows and what Lord has planned, who knows? Only he knows. So we have to have faith that this is all good. Abhi 4-5 years, nobody will go to Badrinath and Kedarnath. All yatra will all be flop. Somebody will plan, and although somebody will plan, paper advertisement is coming. Helicopter tourism, pilgrimage for Amarnath. People are scared. Amarnath mein kya hoga abhi? So faith. Devotees, see, they are not fools. Na? They know that next 5 years, these disasters are expected. At least next 5 years, this will continue, and the reports have come, which are not come now. They have come many years back. Nobody bothered about it. Now they are coming up again and reading again. They say that this is just the beginning. This is not the end. Still more is to come. And this is not devotional report, by the way. This is a proper material report. It's not that some scriptures are saying that. It's not like that. The proper experts have given the report that this is just the beginning, the kind of disaster human beings have done by drilling the mines and by doing the roads and everything. It's not over. It's just going to continue. हाँ हाँ सब खत्म कर दिया ना ह्यूमन बीइंग ने पैसा के लिए सब पैसा बनाने के लिए सब जंगल खत्म कर दिया पूरा सब होटल बनाया सब पूरा होटल का बिल्डिंग जमीन में नदी में गिर गया ऐसा रोज देखते हैं हम लोग उसमें एंड आई एम टेलिंग यू आई हर्ड सम साउंड्स हाँ दे आर यूट्यूब में सम फिल्म्स आर देयर द पीपल हु आर शूटिंग ना उनका आवाज आ रहा है पीछे से गिर गया एंड व्हाट इज फॉलिंग A full building is falling in the water. And they are apparently enjoying there while shooting all these things. Hey, dekho, gaadi gir gaya. Hey, haribol, awaaz kar rahe. And a pura bus is just falling in the water. And those who are shooting, they are enjoying. They are doing a great shooting in life. Such clipping they are getting. They are thinking they are doing great shooting. And disaster pe they are laughing. And someday they were shooting and they also will go in the river while shooting. With the camera only they'll go in the river. And somebody else will laugh at them. It's like that. So we can see now, they are expert. They are only happy in being able to shoot that film. I have a clip which shows building falling. I want to sell that clip to some TV fellows or some people. They also want to make money. They don't have compassion that, you know, it's okay you are shooting, but you are enjoying the shooting. Somebody is dying and you are enjoying. Car is parked there, suddenly all the land is flown and the car is parked and car just slides down and the whole, it's like all toys, you know, so many toys, like so many cars and buses and buildings are all flowing. It's like child play, it's like that. Anyway, so what I want to tell you is that one should have faith that whatever Lord does is always good. Sometimes it's difficult to understand and accept that how it is good. But you have to have faith that it is good. And thank the Lord. And if you are able to thank the Lord, then you get tremendous spiritual strength. Unlimited spiritual strength you get when you are able to thank heartfully. And the Lord has said in Bhagavatam, if anybody in disaster, when he is suffering a lot, If anybody is able to say thank you to me, it becomes his right to enter my kingdom, not my blessing. He becomes a rightful owner of residence in my kingdom. Tattenu kampam sushumikshamano bhunjana evat nakam vipakam ridvag vapurbhir vidudhan namaste. Our last line ke aisa bataya ki it becomes his right to enter the kingdom of mine. It's not that my blessings will break get into kingdom of mine. It becomes his right. If he thanks me in the middle of disaster, it becomes his right to enter my kingdom. This is what Lord is himself saying. What else you want? Just make little effort and say thank you. And keep saying, when your next comes. That itself is your visa and passport and ticket back to Godhead, kingdom of God. Golok Vrindavan. Hare Krishna.